Attention, patriots. Broadcasting from the Free Zones, Radio Free Redoubt begins in 5, 4, 3, 2...
Good morning, patriots. Welcome once again to the Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty. Hoping you're having a blessed commute and your day's off to a great start. Good morning, Lady Liberty.
Well, good morning to you and good morning, everyone out there. Welcome to Thrash Economy Thursday.
Thrash 'em. Yes.
Well, and this time we get to thrash the commies on the other side of the world today because, well... As many of you might have.
Which ones?
Well, I know, right? Which, well, they're all, pretty much all the rest of them all around us are communists.
Yeah.
You know, anymore, especially with the World Economic Forum just moving in and taking over and right. with the help of our CIA all over the world facilitating all of this election fraud.
Well, the World Economic Forum's got all of its puppets at the heads of almost all the NATO countries now.
Exactly.
So well, trying to shove us into a war.
Everywhere you look, and you know, Brazil with what happened with Bolsonaro, that was obviously the WEF invasion there with our own United States. I mean, it just Israel. Luckily, they managed to get Benjamin Netanyahu back in there,
but which is surprising because they have a deep state that rivals. Our deep state.
I know, that's what I'm saying.
They are just pure evil globalists. They're all on board with the UN and the World Economic Forum. They're continuously selling their own country out. Sound familiar?
Yes, it does. So, well, and exactly. And to have Trump and Benjamin Netanyahu having been such great friends, too, while they were both in place, you know, I thought that was just...
Right.
That was kind of a remarkable scenario happening that the communists surely hated.
Yes.
But what we have here is 1,500 participants attend Klaus Schwab's World Economic Forum in a thing they're calling Summer Davos in China. And
oh,
so,
wonderful.
Yeah.
Well,
so,
what could go wrong?
Yeah. Oh, right. Exactly. Not a darn thing, right? So, yeah. So what are they over there going to be talking about? Well, we've also got a little clip here from the Epic Times with Alex Newman, who is talking about how Biden is trying to drag the United States kicking and screaming back into UNESCO.
Oh my goodness!
Which he basically he's. Alex Newman has boiled it down to what UNESCO is primarily focusing on in the modern era is education. And,
oh,
and
yes.
it's no doubt about that because we've got another clip here that we've got different people coming from places like Australia over here to the United States bringing things like crickets to our third and fourth grade classrooms and having them
here,
eating bugs.
Eat another.
At
eat,
school.
Have another.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. The way they sell it to them, too, is, well, I don't know. I'm so beyond furious. Leave our children alone.
Exactly.
You know, stop coming for our children. Stop lying and telling us that you're not coming for our children while you are on every front.
Yep.
And they know, I mean, just that's what Lenin said, you know, you give me however many years he said, you know, you give me a few years with your kids and the seeds I've sown will never be uprooted.
Right.
And, you know, they know, the communists know, and of course, so does God. And Villa Sabo has a piece on this. You train up a child in the way that they should go. And when they're old, they won't depart from it, right?
That's right.
Well, the communists understand this too, and they're trying to, well, all of these headlines that we're looking at one after another is school systems figuring out how to push the parents out of the education process and indoctrinating them in absolutely destructive. We're not even just talking destructive to their souls, destructive in every way, to their bodies, to their minds, to their productivity, to...
Well, to their reproductivity.
Their reproductivity, their self-esteem.
Yep.
On every level, they are after the kids to destroy them. Yes. I don't care. And they all have a role to play. One person's role is to feed them bugs. The next person's role is to read them homosexual children's books, right, if there's ever even such a thing.
The next is to make them question whether they're a boy or a girl.
Right, right.
And especially to reject God, because we already know that that was ousted a long time ago.
Right. And by the way, there's no such thing as a transgender, transsexual, or homosexual children's book. There is a pedophile's book with pictures to lure children into looking at it.
Can I just say that was very well put?
Yeah. So anyway, lots of truth here, and we want to get into the truth of the Word of God. And we are honoring straight up Humility Month all month.
That's right.
And this has been a very exciting little journey here in the month of June.
Yep, I have to agree. Yeah. This is good progress, I think. I think that everyone that is following along and in our listening audience, we just keep getting nothing but great feedback.
Yeah.
And so clearly, we all need it. We all do. And we're in the end times. We're looking to purify our hearts. We're looking to do a deep dive into self-improvement and becoming closer to the Lord. More like Him and less like us.
That's right.
Is the goal. And so this huge focus, I mean, it's like a blessing. It's almost like, you know, how God turns lemons into lemonade, right?
Right.
Satan will throw lemons at you and God turns it back into lemonade. So all of the whole homosexual pride group, they've thrown out their Pride Month. God has turned it into lemonade for us, because it has turned out to be just a phenomenal, wonderful event.
Right. If Satan could even come close to almost doing something right, it was to push us toward humility.
The opposite end.
And God's word.
That's
so, and of course, he can't take any credit for that. That's the Holy Spirit that did that. So, nice try.
Yes.
But, all right. Well, let's do that. What is the scripture for today's humility, straight up humility day scripture?
Okay. So the humility verse for today is from Proverbs chapter 11, verse 2, that reads, "When pride comes, then comes shame, but with the humble is wisdom." And there we have it again. Humility is next on the ladder, right beneath wisdom.
Wow. Read that again. So right before.
When pride comes, then comes shame.
Yes.
But with the humble is wisdom.
There we go. And boy, that's not the first scripture we've come across that connects humility with wisdom.
Right, exactly.
That was our theme.
Our whole bullet point that we did a couple days ago was one, fear of the Lord.
Yes.
Produces two, wisdom.
Yes.
And out of wisdom, next in line comes humility.
Right.
And then next in line after humility is honor, because humility leads to honor.
Yes.
And then fourth of all, pride is an abomination to the Lord, which sends you screaming back to number one.
Right.
Fear of the Lord. And so that whole progression, it's a great little ladder of understanding. And you know, but on the other end of that ladder, when you're going downward instead of upward,
pride
leads to shame.
Shame and stupidity.
Well, basically, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, stupidity. Pride. If humble is wisdom, or if humble is wise, then pride is stupid.
Yes. Yep.
Yeah.
We'll just skip foolish. It goes right to stupid.
Yeah.
Yeah. And there it is on full display every day for us.
Yep.
You know, and then they doubled down on it. Even NBC, they were like, well, we're here, we're queer, we're coming for your children. Those are just words. And they've been saying that for a long time. Well, thank you for the admission. We've been saying that for a long time.
Right.
And so they're acting like we're overreacting over something that they just have said all the time. You know, it's just a thing that they say. To take back the narrative, to take back the stereotypes.
Right.
You know, that people that are not perverted use against them. Well, we don't give them stereotypes. They create the stereotypes.
Right, exactly.
And they reinforce the stereotypes.
Yep.
So we say, we don't want you doing that in front of our children. Oh, well, the children that you say you're coming after, and then they act like victims. Boo-hoo.
Yep, that's right. Well, and it's all part of the whole deception process, you know, which the devil is. He's the father of deception, and he's also the father of this horrible corruption of the whole of everything related to sex, right? I mean, he is the corrupter of everything related to sex.
And, well, not and, only that, and, it corrupts and, ethics in business.
Yep.
I mean, you have businesses closing accounts of conservative or Christian businesses, right? Because right. they're not following this ESG stuff. It corrupts our language, you yep. know.
Steals our words.
The meaning, right. You can't even say transition now because, oh, immediately, it's a sexual term now. You can't say gay, happy, and lighthearted because that's a sexual right, term now. Right. I mean, they pervert everything they touch, including our language. We can't even hardly hold up. We have to be so careful about how we use proper English words without it being tied somehow. They tie it all into...
Right.
You know,
well, I think just like Representative Gates, I just say tough love. If that offends you, be offended.
Yeah.
That's how it is.
Just be offended. Know,
we're not here to accommodate somebody's insanity. We're not right. here to try to rationalize the irrational.
Or to be forced into pretending along with them and allowing our children to be pulled into that and to separate us from our children.
That's right, because that is Satan. That is his whole goal entirely is to deceive and to drag away, to destroy, to kill, all of it.
Yeah.
And so anything that God has made that's beautiful, it makes him envious and jealous, and so he's out to corrupt it all.
That's right.
Well, so the word of the day, we'll jump right to that since we're here, and we're doing the continuation and the final bit from Joel chapter 2 for the word of the day today. And so those verses in chapter 2 are 28 through 32, and they read under the title, God's Spirit Poured Out. And it shall come to pass afterward that I will pour out my Spirit on all flesh. Your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your old men shall dream dreams. Your young men shall see visions. And also on my manservants and on my maidservants I will pour out my Spirit in those days. And I will show wonders in the heavens and in the earth, blood and fire and pillars of smoke. The sun shall be turned into darkness and the moon into blood before the coming of the great and awesome day of the Lord. And it shall come to pass that whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. For in Mount Zion and in Jerusalem there shall be deliverance, as the Lord has said, among the remnant whom the Lord calls. And that's it.
That is awesome.
It is, especially when where we started in Joel was the call to repentance.
Right.
Meaning they were in a sad state of affairs, and they needed the Lord just in a terrible way, and so he called them to repentance and also to let them know that he will redeem them and he will improve their lives. I mean, basically when he says that he's going to do wondrous things for them, and he has done a whole ton of marvelous things for them.
That's
so he's
right.
pointing it out. He's pointing it out saying, it's a good thing that you decide to repent, because look what's waiting for you.
Yes.
You know, I'm going to pour my Spirit out upon you, and everything is going to suddenly be beautiful for you guys. And so, you know, that is such a good thing to think about what's going on in our nation right now and how we need the whole nation to repent. And why? To avert this judgment that is sneaking in across our borders and is already basically on the attack.
Yes.
And we're already under judgment, but with repentance, it can be turned back. And then what's on the other side of that is truly wonderful. So something to keep in mind, that it's not just a chore.
Yes.
It's not just a laborious chore and we'll never get there and everybody will never repent. Think about the great thing that happens as a result.
Yes, the great and terrible day of the Lord. He's going to come back.
right.
When he comes back, he's not going to be putting up with all of the stuff that's going on. I mean, you know, there's, and I had a scripture too, and I meant to have it ready, and it escaped me. I got to find it again. Maybe I'll bring it up tomorrow. But it talks about what he's coming back to do. You know,
right.
He's coming back. It's not going to be a warm and fuzzy thing. And also, you know, with this new, Christ died for everybody's sins and he shed his blood. And so basically the law's gone and you can do whatever you want. That's not the case. The reason why he's coming back with so much wrath is because of the evil.
That's right.
Because of the perversion and the evil state that humanity is in. He's not happy with it. He's
right.
Not going to come back and say, well, I shed my blood for all this. So you guys I've totally got you covered. No worries. You live how you want. No, he's coming back with a sling blade. And
yep.
Yeah.
Well, and that's why that teaching is so dangerous, because if everybody just thinks, "Oh no, we're not under the law," then what is he coming to correct?
Right. And the Bible does say that, but that's a misapplication of it to just, you know,
right. Yep.
Liberty is not license.
License to sin.
Right.
That's not what that means.
Right.
Yeah.
And people confuse liberty with, you know, licentiousness. And being able to get away with it. And so,
right.
You know, this is good for us to, because we're so close down to the wire right now. I mean, these doctrines are going to pull people away in such dangerous territory.
Right.
That's why we say it. And speaking to ourselves here to keep ourselves in check.
Well, and truly, another way to look at that is, instead of always, you know, I've heard so many different people try to figure out just how much they can get away with and still be on his good side. I'd have to say that is a very, very dangerous prospect to even consider and think about, because instead you should be looking, that's kind of like looking downward. How far, how low can I go, right? Don't be looking to see how low you can go at this point. Be looking how high up can I get.
Don't be a volunteer to be found not worthy to be taken when he returns.
Right. You need to be focusing on, how pure can my heart be? How pure can I actually make my heart right now? Not how much bad stuff can I get away with?
Yes.
That's the opposite end of how you should be focusing right now.
But what are my boundaries now that we're not under the law? How far can I push out?
Yeah,
you know,
exactly.
That's just dangerous.
Run from that gutter.
Right. That's, you know, but there's the scripture that scares me. You know, you will say, oh, look at Lord, we did all these things for you. And you'll say, depart from me, workers of iniquity. I never knew you.
That's right.
I mean, That should scare
that
any Christian.
That is darn scary.
Yeah.
That's, I think, one of the very scariest verses in the whole Bible.
You think you're in.
Yep.
And gut check.
And your heart's wrong. Your heart is still wrong.
Right.
It's almost like you've deceived yourself.
Oh, yeah.
You've deceived yourself about what's truly going on in your mind and what's truly going on in your heart, when the good question to ask yourself is, how do I treat other people?
Well, yeah, you've deceived yourself. And what's the most, one of the most commonly repeated phrases in the New Testament? See to it that you are not deceived.
That's right.
Now, why was that repeated so many times? Because it takes that many to get through our thick skulls.
Yep, that's
sure.
For sure.
All right, well, let's go ahead and take a break then. Thank you for that. That's a good
praise
one.
Praise God.
Yeah. If you guys have a website, a ministry or a business or anything, and you have to have a website, it has to be hosted somewhere so people can access it on the internet. Instead of going with one of these big box outfits, very competitively priced and awesome service, with a Christian Patriot-owned business in the American Redoubt, is TLC Web Hosting. They'll take really good care of you. They take great care of us. I just love those people. Just have just really, really appreciated them. So, yeah, check them out, tlcwebhosting.com. And we'll be back with segment two of the morning commute. So stay right there, Christian Patriots. We'll be right back.
Wars and rumors of war. disaster strikes, will you have what it takes to survive? Here at ARC, we offer survival training, medical training, and self-defense classes to help you prepare for the unexpected. Our experienced instructors will teach you practical skills that will allow you to adapt and overcome in any crisis situation. Sign up for one of our training courses today. Your security is your own responsibility. Visit our website at AmericanReconstructionConcepts.com.
I will never apologize for standing up for an LGBT.
Welcome back, End Times crew, to the Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty. Here on KATW, coming out of Spokane on Liberty Broadcasting, which is the affiliate of American Christian Network. You guys can follow us along and see all the resources that we talk about throughout the day or in the show that we post on our Telegram channel. Super easy to find. Go to Telegram and just do a search for The Morning Commute, and you'll find us. There we are. The Morning Commute. And you'll be able to, we'd love interacting with you guys and share with your friends also, your like-minded friends and family. Want some Christian Patriots dialogue so you know you're not alone.
That's right.
Then, yeah, tell them about how to find us and listen to us.
Well, yeah, especially since on that channel we post lots of other resources that we don't have time to get to as well. So that's always kind of nice. And then any other extra bonus material is there also. So
that's right. Yeah.
Fun stuff.
And spammers get the axe, and it's so cool to watch. Lady Liberty, take them out. It's part of like everybody gets their popcorn ready when they see a bot pop up or one of these, you know, work from home, make $10,000 my first week, you know, message me to learn how. Whack. It's great. Right. But okay, so segment two here, we've got some commie thrashing to do. And I'm not sure in which order you want to do because they all are equally
lined
up as far as I'm concerned.
They all weave together because, first of all, like we were saying, the summer Davos in China is happening right now with the World Economic Forum, and 1,500 participants are there, which is shocking. Oh my gosh.
All of those in one place. Can we get a grid coordinate?
No kidding.
Has anybody got grid coordinates?
Quick.
A hypersonic wiffle bat?
You're not kidding.
I mean, man, so many problems could just be taken care of.
What are they? You know, here
in one shot.
I was thinking that China would be kind of on opposite end, in some sort of like opposition position against the WEF, and yet they're hosting it.
Well, that's because they're going to work the WEF.
Yes, that's true. Just they like they worked the UN.
Yep.
Yep.
You got to hand it to them. They're not stupid.
They've been doing this for 100 years. Yep. No wonder they got the one up on the UN.
That's right.
Oh, I'm just glad to see that part. Not that I'm appreciative of anything they're doing other than that.
But we do have some other things. UNESCO.
Yes, we've got Biden trying to drag us back into UNESCO when Trump got us out. President Reagan was the first one to get us out of that horrible tax. That was a huge tax on the United States.
Yeah, financial black
because
hole.
We were paying them 22% of their annual budget, and which the other nations around the world, 192 other nations are part of the UN. Yet we were paying 22% of the budget while other nations paid like 1% and 2%.
Well, it sounds like NATO.
Exactly.
NATO
is the UN's army, basically.
They're looking for places to spend money, and it's like Ukraine's not enough. Now let's get into UNESCO, too,
right,
on top of the UN bill.
Exactly, because the backside of that in this Epic Times interview with Alex Newman says that the U.S. taxpayers could end up funding China's global influence operations through UNESCO.
Yeah.
And so that right there makes you want to stop paying taxes altogether. And so so let's just take it a little bit farther with UNESCO acting like the education board of the whole world now. Listen to what they have snuck into our classrooms, these little third and fourth grade classrooms where these little kids are just doing what they're told to do. And here comes these foreigners, these Australians, bringing in actual crickets, cooked crickets. Listen to this clip.
So there's this company right here in Manitoba. They're called Prairie Cricket Farms. And what they do is they farm crickets and they put them in nice little bags, and then you can eat the crickets. Yeah.
You feel brave enough.
I will
be there. Maybe you'll be able to eat it.
Okay.
Is this good?
What flavor do you got?
I have no idea.
It's kind of like a Yeah. You like them?
Yeah, they're great.
Yeah. Can you taste the crickets? Did you know they're made from crickets?
Mm.
Did you know they're made from little insects?
No.
No, but can you taste it? No, you can't. It tastes like normal CCs, doesn't it?
What did you say, Adelaide?
I can taste the crickets.
You can taste the crickets?
This one has lots of
The
color.
Crickets taste good? Yeah, let's eat some more crickets.
You know, that is criminal. Those kids are so trusting of adults.
Yep.
There's some, get a rope.
No kidding.
Get a rope for the twisted, sick mind manipulation of children. Keep your hands off our children. Go back to Australia and rot.
Those little kids think that they're just being given chips. And then Those people are almost like laughing at them. Oh, there's crickets in them.
Right.
They're
very good for you. The C in chips stands for cricket. Oh, man,
that makes
Lord,
my
thank
blood
you
boil.
For not letting me get my hands on those people, because I'm just not ready to go to prison yet. Okay. So
I know, you and me both.
All right, now, we do have a clip here. We're going to just run out the show with this. Alex Newman on UNESCO.
That's right.
They want teachers to start reporting students to the government. They claimed that conspiracy theories and misinformation are fueling populism and climate change. Traditionally, the name kind of gives it away, the UN Educational, Scientific, and Cultural Organization. So they've been kind of angling to become the global school board really since its inception. But I would say education is probably their main area of focus. They're working to standardize and globalize education.
So yeah, UN, hands off our children. Go away.
That's right.
All right, guys, you be blessed out there. Be safe and join us tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. right here for the morning commute.
That's right. You all have a thankful Thrashakami Thursday, and blessings to all of you Christian patriots out there.